Thanks for streaming WSOY on nowdecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home. For the Hickory Point Bank Food Drive Kickoff, Byers and Company, 6 to 9 on WSOY Decatur.
5:59, good morning, Jeff Daly live from Central Park in downtown Decatur. With a desire to become a destination district, Decatur Public Schools have taken the first step in a long-range facility plan that begins with replacing Johns Hill and Durfee Magnet Schools. At its Tuesday meeting, the DPS 61 Board of Education unanimously voted to submit health life safety amendments to the state in order to initialize the building replacement process for both schools. A new Johns Hill school would be built in the vicinity of the current one, while additions at Muffley, Franklin, Parsons, and South Shores Elementary Schools would replace the lost space from Durfee at the time. The district can't look the same 5 years from now as it does today if we're going to do business in a better way and better serve our kids, said Superintendent of Schools Dr. Paul Frigo. If the Illinois State Board of Education approves the building replacement process, DPS will receive $33 million for the projects. You can find more on last night's DPS 61 school board action with the story at nowdecatur.com. More news after Fox News. It is 6 a.m.
More people are fleeing the Carolina coast. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We're escaping what could be a disaster for us, and we're protecting our family.
I'm really scared about this hurricane, and that's why we're leaving.
A lot of people have hit the road as Hurricane Florence approaches amid evacuation orders from Virginia to South Carolina.
Those that heeded the advice to leave hit the roads yesterday, leading to major backups along the South Carolina coast. Then around noon, the state reversed the direction of many of the roads, allowing all traffic to move out of the area.
That's Fox's Todd Pyro in Myrtle Beach. There have been long gas lines, a lot of empty store shelves, no bottled water in a lot of places.
The waves and the wind this storm may bring is nothing like you've ever seen.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, dangerous storm surge is one concern as Florence is still a Category 4 hurricane.
Where does the stall happen? Does it happen before it makes landfall? Does it happen after it makes landfall? And then does it move southward? We are not sure.
That's Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. It's expected that Florence would hit Thursday into Friday, but the stall could have it lingering for days along the coast or inland, leading to fears of rain measured in feet and dangerous floods. President Trump says the government is ready to respond, will spare no expense. He also says he, after Hurricane Maria, he praised the way they handled Puerto Rico.
I actually think it was one of the best jobs that's ever been done with respect to what this is all about. Puerto Rico got hit not with one hurricane, but with two.
And the president just tweeted that they did an unappreciated great job there, even though in an inaccessible island with very poor electricity and a totally incompetent mayor of San Juan. The president also said Florence is even bigger than anticipated. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Olivia starting to move over Hawaii. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WSOY News Time is 6:03. Congressman Rodney Davis has filed legislation to make last winter's federal tax cuts permanent. The personal tax cuts passed as part of tax reform are set to sunset in 2025. The congressman filed the legislation that would make them permanent. The lower rates, the higher standard deduction, child tax credit, and other provisions would all become permanent under his bill. The bill, he says, is an opportunity for Democrats in the Senate to support tax relief for working Americans. Illinois residents save an average of $2,300 annually undercuts, according to the Heritage Foundation. The Tax Foundation, a Washington-based nonprofit, estimates that making the tax cuts permanent would lead to real growth and create more than a million jobs over time, but warned that lawmakers need to watch the deficit. It would be about $166 billion on an annual basis, said Robert Bellafour. Policymakers are going to have to decide on this issue whether the benefits outweigh the costs. On the way, your WSOY three-day weather forecast and sports, WSOY News Time 604.
Join WSOY and our community partners for the 17th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, October 5th at the Kroger in Airport Plaza. Join us to help stock our local food pantries. Last year, over 1.5 million pounds of food was collected, and 16 agencies benefited from your generosity. This year, we hope to exceed that amount. To enable our food drive to help as many food banks as possible, this year we're encouraging the community to give canned non-perishable goods and monetary donations. By giving non-perishable canned goods, we can utilize off-site storage and allow the supply to last as long as possible. Monetary donations, however, go the farthest. Food banks are then able to purchase goods on an as-needed basis and at a tremendous discount. Every dime raised goes to the purchase of food. Thanks to our community partners, we are again offering a substantial financial award to the top five local schools that collect the most food and donations for the drive. For more information, to volunteer, to find out how to get your school or business involved, or to give online, just go to nowdecatur.com.
That WSOY three-day weather forecast is still great. Sunshine, 82 this afternoon, partly cloudy, 57 the overnight low tonight. Sunny, 80 tomorrow, and Friday start the weekend with sunny skies and a high of 85 degrees. It is currently 59 in downtown Decatur. In sports, rookie Tyler O'Neill hit a three-run home run during a six-run eighth that pushed the Cardinals past the Pirates 11-5. Marcelo Ozuna drove in three, and Miles Michaelis held Pittsburgh to a run and five hits over seven frames to move to 15-5. Cardinals are back within a game and a half of Milwaukee for the first NL wild card. Cubs lead in the NL Central back to two games over Milwaukee after Jose Quintana pitched three-hit ball into the seventh inning of Chicago's 3-0 shutout of the Brewers yesterday. And Brad Keller pitched seven strong innings to win for the fourth time in six starts, leading the Royals over the White Sox 6-3. Cardinal baseball back on the air this afternoon. It comes your way with a pregame coming up at 11:20 this morning. Your next news is on the way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly, live from Central Park for WSOY and Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, September 12th edition of Byers & Company. We're live in Central Park for the Hickory Point Bank Food Drive kickoff. We get underway for our October 5th, 17th annual event, getting an early start with the folks at Hickory Point Bank. Tons of guests and stuff coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome to the program. We're live in Central Park on what is going to be another beautiful day. Jeff just gave you the full three-day forecast. Looks fantastic out there. You know, those 59, 60 degree days that in the spring you'd be running out with like shorts and a tank top.
Right.
And you get to September and it's like, oh, I got to get the jacket out. I mean, it is beautiful out here.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. I thought fleetingly about shorts for a moment and I thought, no, it's only 50 something. I'll be all right.
Yeah.
And so I'm good to go.
But 59, 60 mm-hmm. is definitely different in April than it is in September.
It definitely is.
Although it's exactly the same, actually.
There is no difference, but it's just your body's used to the cold. And so when you get that little bit of warmth.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's
or
exactly
your body's
it.
Used to the heat, and or, you get that little bit of cool.
Cold.
Exactly. So we have the next, it looks like the extended forecast. My goodness, are we looking at just some banner weather?
I don't see any rain in the forecast for, like, days. I mean, even through next Tuesday, there's still no rain in the forecast.
Well, even through next Wednesday. Through next Friday.
Nice.
There's some clouds on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. But, I mean, look at this. 80, 86, 87. We do get up to 89 on Sunday. 87, 85, 79, 73, 73. Every one of those nights, either down into the low 60s or the upper 50s, it just looks like, man, this is the time of your life. Just enjoy it and savor it and let these next 8 days or so just wash over you and do yeah. not enjoy it. I mean, that's as simple as you can make it.
Get yeah. outside because it's just beautiful out.
Well, we got outside yesterday to do the what do you
go ahead. I saw a post from Lindsay that was kind of surprising on Facebook last night.
What was surprising about it?
Because there was a critter that I wasn't quite
more
expecting.
More than one critter.
Okay. Please explain.
Well, I'll let Lindsay explain. We don't run at the same speed on the trail at the same time.
Okay.
But there's the Black Mamba is what they call it. And I'm not sure if that's in reference to Kobe Bryant's nickname or it just looks like a right. black snake. You know, there's in Mount Zion, there's a bike trail. If you cross 121 and then over through where that little plaza is and then back in there's a bike path or a running path or a walking path that goes out and across a couple of gravel roads and it gets into the back and then it like sort of like a big S curve, a couple of double, triple S curves, all uphill going back to.
It's a tough run.
It is a tough run, but it's a beautiful run.
Okay.
And you're back there with sort of tall grass and nature. You know, bike trails are just fantastic. I mean, there was a time, you know, 25 years ago, we didn't have any.
No, when you started the show, we didn't have any of this.
No, we started the one.
Okay.
I was still at the Park
then?
District when they started the first one.
Okay.
From Fairview out to Kiwanis Park, I think was the first leg. But we didn't have bike trails. Now they're all over the community. They're right. a great thing. But Lindsay sends me a text. I was up ahead and first of all, there's very little signal out there. So she goes, no joke, this just happened. But that's all it says. And I'm like,
okay.
Question mark. She said, pictures aren't loading, you know, and so then the pictures came about 25 minutes later because there was just no signal out there, which I don't know what she would have done if she'd been trampled by.
If I, you know, actually encountered something that was dangerous. So.
Right. So you can explain what happened. You're running along and all of a sudden three deer pop out.
I was coming back down the Mamba, so it was kind of around the curves, and I see a deer up ahead, and it's a tiny one. It's just a little fawn. And so I'm kind of like cautious, you know, I don't know where mom is and, you know, I don't want to get trampled or anything. So I'm kind of just walking around and it just goes back to eating. And I'm like, what? And then I see it's got this little baby brother or sister or whatever right next to him, you know, just chomping away. They could care less. So I kind of stop and I'm like, get a little closer because I want to get a picture. And then my sound was on my phone. So it made a snap sound and he kind of looked up at me and then went back to eating again. Like he just didn't even care. I was there. And I saw.
How far away from?
Like 2 feet, Jeff. Like not.
Seriously.
Yes. And so I sat down on the trail because I wanted.
Let me ask you this. Turn down your mic just a little bit,
okay.
If you don't mind. But let me ask you this: were you close enough to smell them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because nature always looks better from about 50 feet.
And like the flies around them that they kept kind of twitching to get off, they were kind of
fleas
coming at me.
And,
yeah.
Yes.
So I I sit down on the trail because I want to get a nice close up, and he kind of turns and starts. Like bringing his nose towards me, like he wants to, like me to pet him or something. I'm like, no, 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 no. And I'm really kind of at this point thinking, I don't know where mom is, but I need to be really careful. And so I didn't like let him, I didn't touch him or anything. And so I kind of just get back up real quietly. They're still just eating away. They could care less. Take my little selfie.
I got to tell you. Lindsay doesn't run at like Usain Bolt speed.
Right.
Okay.
I know.
So she's not ever going to startle anything.
running up on it.
No.
Right. All right. But yeah, when I got the pictures, I chuckled because I didn't see them at all.
Wow.
And so, there you are there, just out there in beautiful nature. That's the kind of weather we're having now. Even the deer chill.
That's wild. That's a great experience.
Oh, it was. It was really cool.
Just took a selfie with him.
That's what I see. That's what I saw.
Yeah.
I saw the selfie with the deer in the back. I was like, that's very cool. I'm surprised and amazed they didn't take off.
Fountain's on. The sprinklers are on. They're making sure the lawn is nice and green here in Central Park. Here's what we're going to be doing all day here today. We'll be here until 9 o'clock, but then our sister stations are going to be down here broadcasting all the way until 2 o'clock this afternoon. You can stop by this morning. Grab a coffee from Blue Brew. They'll be serving up your favorite specialty coffees and blends from both Barkey Coffee and D-Town Roasters, and a portion of the proceeds will go directly to the WSOY Community Food Drive. Or you can grab lunch today. The Beach House is going to be here serving up their legendary pretzel chicken medallions with mac and cheese. It's only $10, and every bit of that, Todd Mason and his crew donate all of that back to the WSOY Community Food Drive. Plus, Hickory Point Bank is hosting a ping pong marathon in Central Park during the event. They're getting the net put up here in a little bit. They're going to be starting here very shortly. You can drop off canned goods or you can make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. And they are going to match donations up to $2,000. So you're going to swing through here, get a cup of coffee from Blue Brew, make a $20 donation. That turns into $40.
See, that's as simple as that. I mean, sorry.
It happens sometimes. I did that the other day.
Did you? Oh, yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah.
But no, that's terrific. I can't thank our friends at Hickory Point Bank enough.
This has become an annual sort of.
Yes,
this is sort of, we know the food drive season is upon us when we do the kickoff with Hickory Point Bank, and this is all about Carla Miller.
Right.
Saying, you know, how can we help? How can we be a bigger part of things? How can we make things a little better? How can we lend a hand? And that's what they do when you're invested in the community and you're locally owned and operated. And that's why we love them so much. So we'll be here in Central Park. They're going to match the first $2,000. And donations. We hope you can join us. They're going to have an art piece going up a little bit later today.
Yeah.
They're teamed up with St. Teresa High School. They're going to build a can-do sculpture that will be featured at the park this year. The display
also
will
has become kind of a tradition.
A
with
corn sculpture. Yeah. They're doing this. They did an American flag last year with canned goods.
And the year before, they did a Super Mario Brothers theme.
It was, yes. It absolutely was. So we're going to have a blast. We can't wait for the food drive on October 5th, although there's a lot that has to get done before then.
Between now and then, yes.
I look at that schedule, and I say to myself, what did you do? What did you do? And oddly, Lindsay looks at that schedule, and she says, what did you do? She says the exact same thing. What did you do? We are just jammed.
It is a full schedule.
It is an absolute jam. We've got the Charlie 10, which is the extension of summer, thanks to the folks at the Bob Brady Auto Mall and Limitless Decatur and Macon County. And don't forget, the Bob Brady Empire is growing and expanding. We're out there north with Cadillac, Buick, and GMC. And I have a GMC Sierra right now. Man, I like the trucks. There's just something about them. I was at the four-way stop at Lost Bridge and what is that? Fitzgerald? You know, we got the little pond over there on the left.
Oh, okay.
It's Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
And there were four trucks all at the stop sign this morning on my way in here.
Everybody's trying to figure out, hey, who's going first?
Yeah, it was like, okay, those are men going to work today. You know what I mean? I was like, that's a truck stop.
That's right.
Literally. And I love the truck. It is fantastic. Going to pick up a different version of it, a Honda, today, which we'll be taking.
Ridgeline, right?
The Ridgeline, which is a pretty compact, very nice. I think we'll probably be a little more my speed size-wise. I don't want the big trucks. I don't want to get called every time somebody's moving something. But I think the smaller one. And then we're picking up a different vehicle for the event on Saturday night, which is the Taste of History, which is going to be the Oglesby Mansion, the Mueller Museum, the Milliken Homestead, and the Staley Museum Mansion. We're going to be visiting all four, and we'll have videos and photos and all of that for you. Follow Nauticator on Facebook, Instagram, all of your social media, and we'll have that. Plus, we have more Cardinals tickets to give away, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. That's coming up a little bit later in the program. We're almost out for the season. I think we have three series left of tickets to give away.
Right. And they're facing off against the Dodgers this weekend.
And by the way, who sent the text out last night, just out of curiosity?
Matt Hall.
Okay. I'm a little confused. You and Matt have to get together on your nicknames and your vernacular and your verbiage, because I've never once in my life referred to the Pirates as the Buckos.
Oh, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Lindsay, would you know what that meant?
No, I would not. I would be like, who are the Buckos? I mean, but
Buccaneers.
Then again, to be fair, I'm not exactly the sports expert, so...
Yeah. I have referred to them in text as the Bucks.
Okay, but what's wrong with the Pirates? Just out of curiosity.
I think sometimes depending on your character length. You're only limited to 120 characters.
Well, they didn't say the Bucks, they said the Buccos. We added letters.
Redbirds take down the Buccos 11-5. Back at it tomorrow afternoon starting at 12:15. You might want to make sure you got the frequencies in of the radio station.
Which I like that a lot, yeah. Yes, which you don't normally take the time.
I do try to put it in as much as possible. It depends on what I'm putting in there as far as the score.
Is Buccos spelled B-U-C-K-O-S? Is that how it's spelled?
I would have spelled it B-U-C-C-O-S.
See, I would have too. But I'm not sure that's accurate.
B-U-C-O-S? That's Buccos, isn't it?
B-U-C-K-O-S. It's Buccos.
Well, how would you spell Buccaneers?
B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R.
That's what I'm saying. So there's an extra K in there that I'm not sure about.
Right.
All I'm saying is I can tell that somebody different is sending out the text because it's like it's got its own little individual stamp on it.
The game, I knew
good news is the Cardinals won.
Good news is the Cardinals won.
Or the Redbirds.
I knew I had to be down here extra early this morning, and so I wanted to make sure. And so I said, Matt, can do you mind sending the text?
Because it went out last night at 10:41.
Right. PM. Yeah, I was fast asleep.
Good for you.
Fast asleep.
So were the Buccos.
So were the Buccos.
All right, well, congratulations. So where are we stand right now today as we're looking at the postseason?
Oh, the Cardinals are currently, let's see, the Cardinals are currently back within a game and a half of Milwaukee for the first NL wild card. Cubs, meanwhile, beat the Brewers last night, so
they're
back to being two games over Milwaukee, yes.
Right, so we want the Cubs to beat the Brewers.
Yes,
because we have some important series coming up. We're going to be playing the Brewers and the Cubs. As Mike Claiborne said yesterday, if you missed it, you can get it courtesy of Jurgert Pediatric Dentistry, where all of our podcasts are located at nauticator.com. Mike said, we got a say in this. We got a physical say in this these last few weeks of the season.
Yeah, we can have an impact, and we are at the table at this point.
Yeah.
It's now just, can we sit down?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Hey, coming up on the other side of the break, Jim Schrader and Bruce Huber are going to join us from Hickory Point Bank Ag Services. We're going to talk to a lot of their folks out here, all of them local. We don't have to, like, get on a phone and talk to somebody in Ohio. Mm-hmm. They're all here serving the community, invest. That's what they do. We're kicking off with what's become an annual event, the 17th annual WSOY Community Food Drive, which is October 5th. But today is when we really get everything rolling. We always have the press conference, and we announce the goal, 1.5 million pounds.
Right.
And then we have this deal with Hickory Point Bank. It's become quite the tradition. And a lot of fun. They're going to match the first $2,000 in donations today. And you got this great crew down here. These folks are so friendly. You go over to Blue Brew over here in the what was formerly the DeMurco building.
Right.
Is now, of course, the home to Hickory Point Bank and Ag Services and all of that. And you go in, and their students are great. They have great coffee. And if you're a Marquee fan, they have that.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of that. They also have the D-Town Roasters. And if you stop by here today, portions of those proceeds will go to the food drive. And lunch today, the Beach House comes down. They do those chicken pretzel, chicken medallions.
Oh,
are they not great?
So good.
And the mac and cheese.
So good.
And it's a $10 lunch, and all of it goes to the food drive. We have to go outside today for the WSOY MCA Challenge and run.
Okay.
I'm thinking about it. It's almost worth it to, like, think about heaving mac and cheese a little later today just to go ahead and have the lunch.
Just to do that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I was kind of thinking the same thing, but yeah.
Probably be worth
it. It's just so
just
good.
It's the protein.
Yeah, no, I know.
Chicken.
I know.
Chicken
and
has a lot of protein.
Cheese has protein.
And cheese has protein as well.
I love cheese.
All right, we got to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll visit some of the folks from Hickory Point Bank. Here is Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies, highs near 82 degrees. Then toward tonight, beautiful evening with partly cloudy skies and lows around 57. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs and a perfect 80. And Friday, sunshine, highs near 85 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 57 degrees.
The St. Teresa Bulldogs put together another dominant performance last Friday. Now comes the Bulldogs' biggest challenge of the year, a road trip to Tuscola for a match with the Warriors. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Join me and Seth Greenwell from Tuscola this Friday night for the huge CIC matchup. Dominique Smith gets the night started with the Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Colby's Corner Drugs pregame show at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Right here on 1340 AM and 103.3 FM WSOY and online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
You wouldn't just let anyone into your home, so why would you blindly buzz someone into your place of business? Liaison can install entry systems and video doorbells to help you safely control who enters your facility. In addition, Liaison can install surveillance cameras to give you video documentation of who is coming and going at your home or place of business. Learn more about these technologies at Liaison, 288 Park Street in downtown Decatur, across from the post office, and at liaisonhomes.com.
Don't eat alone. Join us for United Way's Dine United every Wednesday in September and October. Visit local restaurants for lunch and a portion of your bill goes to United Way. In Mount Zion, stop by Black Iron Coffee, Crawford's Pizza, and Salsa American Burrito Company. In Decatur, visit the Beach House, BC Wings, Coffee Connection Main Street, and Inside DMH. The Decatur Club, El Corral Mexican Restaurant, Lincoln Lounge, Richland College's Cafe, Sloan's Calzones, Salsa, Taproot, and University Dogs. And on Tuesdays, eat at Richland's Bistro, 537. Thank you for dining United.
I'm Jim Root. I'm running for Macon County Sheriff. As a sheriff, I'll be responsible with your tax dollars and be accountable to you. I will run a transparent office and maintain a department with the same values and ethics that I possess. I will ruthlessly go after criminals and drug dealers. I will provide a high level of service to the community. Please talk to the people you know at our department. I am supported by many command officers, deputies, and correctional officers. Find out more by going to jimrootforsheriff.com and please vote Jim Root, November 6th. Paid for by Jim Root for Sheriff Committee.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here in Central Park with Hickory Point Bank for what has become an annual tradition. We kind of sort of get everything rolling for the food drive, which is coming up October 5th, 12 hours at the Kroger on US 36, 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. The goal is 1.5 million pounds of food. I say that out loud now, and it just terrifies me. I mean, that is a huge goal.
Yes, it is.
1.5 million. And we are joined here today by some of the folks from Hickory Point Bank and with Ag Services. Jim, I apologize. I said Jim Schrader earlier.
No problem.
It's Jim Schroeder. I don't know what I've, you know, sometimes you see on paper and it just comes out the wrong way. I apologize. Bruce Huber, your Ag Services group is pretty impressive, but I'm not sure everyone really outside of that world knows what that is. What is it that you guys do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, we do farm management. Most of the land in the area is owned by someone other than who farms it, so we are the people who take care of the landowners and work with them and work with the tenants to help make the land more productive and do a good job for
it. It's pretty impressive, though. I mean, it is a world that if you're not in that world, you may not know that it exists, but it's a pretty large world, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm sorry there. Which mic am I trying to get on here? Try again there, Bruce.
Oh, I was just going to say, yes, it is. And it's kind of a nice time of year. This is when they're bringing in the harvest. So
okay, Jeff, you're going to have to switch out his mic. I don't have anything on there. Go ahead, Jim. You're going to have
to share. Yeah, we also do farm brokerage. Bruce is our managing broker. We do a lot of helping people sell their farms and help people find farms to buy, and we also do farm appraisals, do appraising of farmland.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the food drive. You know, it's strange because people think that food insecurity is something that might be like an inner-city problem, but you find last year we were able to help 16 different food pantries and organizations that are helping people in places like Blue Mound, where you think of like farming as being, you know, this great historical thing that's been around for hundreds of years, yet there's food insecurity in that area.
Very true. Yes, there are a lot of small communities out there who, the farmers are out there, but there's also the people in the rural communities that could need help.
Yeah, what I love about this is that we take care of our own, but in an area, there's some irony, right, where there's so much food insecurity and hunger in an area which produces more food maybe than anywhere else in the world.
Very true, yes.
All right. So if folks are interested in finding out about your department or finding out about your services, what's the best place for them to start?
To come to the bank. We're on the first floor here in downtown Decatur. Also, firstillinoisaggroup.com is our website, and we just very much appreciate helping you help the community.
Well, we appreciate it as well because it's a nice start. You guys are going to match the first $2,000 that's given today, and so there's a number of ways you can do this. You can come down. We got the students from Millikan, which you guys have helped partner with, and they've got coffee for sale today. You've got the Beach House coming down for lunch, and you guys are going to be playing ping pong. Now, are either one of you guys considered to be world-class ping pong experts at all?
You might get a good laugh.
Okay, we're going to watch. We're going to see here in just a few minutes. They're going to have folks stopping by all day here today. They'll be playing ping pong nonstop until 2 o'clock. This afternoon, if you'd like to come down and join us, it should be fun. Guys, we really appreciate it. Thanks for and bringing the table out. Where did somebody like bring this out of a basement?
No, the disc. They donated the table for the day, so we go down and we picked it up yesterday, but I didn't realize we were supposed to get a net, so we picked that up this morning.
Well, you know, that's when you're locally owned and invested, right? You're able to make those snap decisions and get stuff done quickly.
Yeah, it's all ready to go.
All right. Well, we really appreciate it, guys, Jim and Bruce, and thank you for being down here and supporting the cause. All right, Jeff, we've got a lot to get to here today, including bottom-of-the-hour news, which is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Here is the way you can find out more about the WSOY Community Food Drive. You can go to nowdecatur.com, and on the nowdecatur.com page, all you have to do is go to the WSOY Community Food Drive link.
link. There's a main section there on the front page. It will take you to, now help me out here, Lindsay. There's a donate button where people can donate digitally right
yes,
to online.
Yes, you can donate online.
United Way.
Mm-hmm. You can donate online right there. There's also information on if you want to give ahead of time, like if you wanted to send in your donation. Tax-deductible donations need to be sent to the United Way. There's also all of the options for getting your company involved, getting your school involved, how to volunteer. There's the volunteer portal is open there, so you can click on there and register online to do that. If you're an agency, you can also download the grant application there as well.
Okay, and then also you can, if we have news stories or other organizations that are doing things to support, all of that, it's basically a clearinghouse of information for all things related to the WSOY community.
Yes, indeed. And then the day of the food drive, you know, if you're not able to come down but you've made your donation, you want to kind of catch some of the excitement, you can follow us on social media, but also we'll have photo galleries and videos that day and news stories throughout the day that you can get right on that site.
All right, so very simple and easy. Go to natticator.com, click on the WSOY Community Food Drive, 17th annual, 17 years, started in 2001. It is amazing to me that much time has passed. That very first year, we raised about 36, 38, I don't recall the exact number of pounds. We had a box truck from Sims Lumber. Our good buddy Jimmy Peck donated that for the day, and it was literally filled with cans, like lopsided and like all on top of each other. And today, the goal is $1.5 million on October 5th, and we'll have forklifts and wrapping machines and all of the assembly line.
And semis.
And semis, and semis, and semis, courtesy of ADM. And we couldn't do it without great partners like ADM. And without great partners like Hickory Point Bank, kicking off our annual month lead up to the WSOY Community Food Drive, which is just a little less, actually, than a month away, October 5th, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Kroger on US 36. Here is Jeff Daly with your news. Back with more after this.
WSOY News Time is 6:29. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar will be discussing Illinois politics in the modern age during a Constitution Day presentation coming up Monday at Milliken University. The community-wide conversation is set for 7 p.m. in the Bob and Debbie Johnson Banquet Room on the third floor of the University Commons. The event is part of the Doug and Diane Oberhelman Leadership Impact Series. It's open to the public at no cost through the Thomas Ewing Lecture Fund. Edgar was elected Illinois' 38th governor in 1990. Following fellow Republican Jim Thompson, he was reelected in 1994 by carrying all but one of the state's 102 counties. He chose not to seek a third term despite holding the highest approval rating of any Illinois chief executive. Edgar will also speak to students in Milliken's American Political Behavioral course from 2 until 3:15 in the Schilling Hall, and then meet with other students at the Common Grounds Coffee Shop in the University Commons at 3:30. More news after Fox News on WSOY Decatur at 6:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Florence is getting closer to the Carolina coast, with hurricane-force wind expected to kick in tomorrow night. President Trump says in a video message this morning the federal response is ready, but
bad things can happen when you're talking about a storm this size. It's called Mother Nature. You never know, but we know.
The storm's expected to stick around for a couple days once it hits, making flooding more likely. The New Hampshire primary sets up a first, no matter who wins in November.
Chris Pappas beating a crowd of 10 other Democrats to win the primary for New Hampshire's first congressional district. If he wins the midterm race, he'll be the state's first openly gay representative. He'll be running against a former police chief, Eddie Edwards, who's gotten backing from President Trump. If Edwards wins, he'll be the first African-American representative for New Hampshire.
Fox's Jill Nato. Primaries in Rhode Island are today. Fox News. We report your side.
WSOY News Time is 6:31. The state's leading manufacturers group said Illinois could miss out on the benefits of a growing manufacturing sector despite a tentative U.S.-Mexico trade deal. Even before President Trump's administration announced a tentative deal with Mexico, the U.S. manufacturing sector was growing. Some have attributed the growth to federal tax cuts enacted this year and Trump's deregulation efforts, allowing for easier expansion and more operational investments. Illinois Manufacturers Association's Mark Densler said the trade deal with Mexico will benefit manufacturers across the country, even in Illinois. Trade is imperative for the manufacturing sector, he said, and Mexico is the second largest trade partner of Illinois. Illinois exporting about $10 billion worth of goods there, which is about 15% of total Illinois exports. The electronic components, automotive, are two particular sectors that rely heavily on Mexico, while trade deals haven't been fully released. Densler said the important thing is for Illinois products made by 570,000 employees in the state to be fairly traded with the country
Mexico. In sports, it was the St. Louis Cardinals over the Pirates 11-5. Cubs shut out the Brewers 3-0. And it was the Kansas City Royals over the White Sox 6-3. Cardinal baseball for you this afternoon on WSOI as they take on the Pirates once again. We'll have that for you with a pregame coming your way starting at 11:20 this morning. Your next news is up at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom, live from Central Park for WSOY and Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for high school sports. If you need to get outfitted with the best gear, come to Played Against Sports in Decatur. Located in Brentwood Village, Played Against Sports has served the Decatur area for over 25 years. Whether you're playing football, volleyball, golf, or soccer, Played Against Sports has what you need to have your best season. Looking to sell some used sports equipment? Played Against Sports will buy it. Visit PlayedAgainSportsDecaturIL.com to learn more. Played Against Sports. Everybody plays.
Here's your WSOY three-day weather forecast.
Sorry, Lindsay. We're having some technical difficulties. I was trying to get to you.
That's okay.
The volume levels have changed on everything.
Okay.
Well, Jeff's just doing a little mad scientist stuff down here.
Well, you do your magic.
Like young Frankenstein.
All right, three-day forecast. Sunny skies today and highs near 82 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy. Lows around 57 for your Thursday. Mostly sunny, highs near 80 degrees. And then Friday, sunshine, highs near 85 degrees. It is currently 57 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Lindsay, can you create a meme for me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I want that look that Jeff has when there's like a problem, like there's never been a problem. You know, that like there's always a first time, like he's like, I can't believe it's not working.
I have problems. I'm just trying to troubleshoot here.
You need to take a picture.
Troubleshoot before you do the show.
When all of a sudden I discover a problem that I did not have earlier.
Because you didn't troubleshoot.
Whatever.
Jeff thinks troubleshooting means you take care of something after it breaks.
Look, troubleshooting, actually, technically troubleshooting is shooting on trouble, like because you're having trouble. I think there's a proactive word. I'm not sure what it is though.
Okay, well I'm saying generally that's done before you start the broadcast.
Yeah, you need to prep
work. 20 years that look, it's the same look. Like if I just look at this thing, it will just work.
Well, so then take a picture of him the next time he's doing that and send it to
me. I'm going to.
And I will definitely mean
because it is so funny because it's like this gut move. It's hysterical.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
All right, we're back here live in Central Park for, it's going to be a great day. We're going to be here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. You can stop by and give and support the cause. They're going to match, Hickory Point Bank is going to match the first $2,000 in donations today as we get kicked off for our October 5th WSOY Community Food Drive. So really looking forward to that. I want to thank Carla Miller and the whole crew, Tony Nessler, all of the folks who make this possible every year to set this off. A little later today, we'll talk to Nick Smith about 20 minutes or so. He's going to be down here with his St. Teresa students, and they're going to do a can-do sculpture, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I like watching art get created while we're here.
Yeah.
It'll actually be being created throughout the day.
Right. But it's going to be very cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no doubt. We will visit with Matt Fairchild and Dave Brandon here on the other side of the break, and we'll find out about all the stuff that they're involved in the community. You know, it used to be, I was thinking about this the other day, we were talking to Shirley Stanley, Fido Scurry got canceled
right.
Over the weekend, but Whiskers and Tails is on the way. And,
oh,
and it's one of the very few really powerful auctions that still take place in this community. And I remember, you know, as a young guy coming up in the world, and you would go to these auctions, you know, back in the day, and people would just bid like crazy, and, you know, just tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars would be raised
right.
At these things. And it was like these pillars of the community that were there, and it was like Dale Arnold and folks like
sure.
that.
Sure.
And now today, you know, with most of the banks being, you know, owned by somebody somewhere else, and you know, banks bank presidents are sort of like branch managers. You just don't have like those players that you used to have. And that's why it's so good to have a Hickory Point Bank. You know, when they say invested, you know, invested in the community, invested in what people do, they mean that. And they're here and all the people are here local.
Right.
And the decisions are made locally, which is a big deal. And so we're, you know, incredibly supportive. We're supportive of everyone who sponsors and gives in any way, and I don't mean that to be a slight. I'm just saying things have changed, and most banks just aren't what they used to be 20 years ago.
Right. Everything continues to evolve, but having a bank with a local commitment, with local ownership, makes all the difference in the world.
It really does, and you can pick up the phone and call them,
and
they're there on the other side of the phone, and they know what you're talking about, mm-hmm. and they know the events, and they know the importance of things like the WSOY Community Food Drive. We'll talk to, as I said, Matt Fairchild and Dave Brandon here on the other side of the break, and introduce you to what they're doing with Hickory Point Bank. So the iPhone announcement today.
That's coming up.
Do you realize, I mean, everybody always likes to talk about the death of Apple, right? I mean, everybody can't wait to trample on the grave of Apple. But I was looking at this Yahoo Finance story this morning that the iPhone announcements have a higher impact on buyers' interest than all of the rest of the phone lines combined. The highest ever was a 230% increase after the 3G announcement, the iPhone 3G. The iPhone 4, 5, and 6 saw interest spike by 217%, 172%, 203%. The iPhone SE 7 and 8 only did 122%, but now they're going to introduce, supposedly today, an even larger phone.
Right. How is it?
And it comes in brown.
Right.
That's the speculation.
I saw that as well. But how is it that we've evolved now to going, because everything kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Right?
Well, I think that somewhere between your Alexa, which, by the way, if you use that at home, our sponsor of our Alexa broadcast stream is Hickory Point Bank.
Right.
And when you turn it on and turn WSOY on, that's what you'll hear as a personal intro to Hickory Point Bank, and then you'll get our stream. I think somewhere between the Alexa show and your iPad and your phone is the future of our way of communicating.
Size-wise,
yes. And maybe it's just one device that you just swish over to the next one and then swish over to the next one. You know, like swipe it over to here, swipe it over to there. I mean, don't you think that's where we're heading?
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember
the
Expanse? They had
And you could, they would do like, you know, they just swish it.
Yeah,
like,
which is, you know, they were doing that. I remember like back with Tom Cruise in that movie where like the women in the hot tub, you know.
Minority Report.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do think that's it. When I first got the show, the Alexa show, and okay, there's song lyrics, there's recipes, there's news flashes, there's constant, you know, and it's got a nice sound system in it. That's your future. I'm now convinced after driving all of these new cars this summer, with the Hot 25 and now with the Charlie 10, the technology is all going to emanate from your phone. And so I believe your cable box will go away. I believe your Roku device will go away. I believe everything you have, you know, in your entertainment system, because the car manufacturers said this. All right. It takes about 5 years from concept to car.
Right.
You know, I mean, in the whole process. So when you see a new GMC Sierra, Denali, you know, Ultimate, you know, that design started, you know, as long ago as 5 years. And
right.
So there's no way they were going to, in the dash, keep up with the technology as that. So they just made it all based around your phone. You now get into the cars, and you either have to plug in or don't have to plug in, depending on Bluetooth connectivity or, you know, wireless charging and having a hotspot in the car. And so now your dash runs through your phone.
Right.
And your TV is going to run through your phone. And your Alexa is going to run through your phone. And everything's going to run through your phone.
I think you're right. I think it's going to get to that stage to where you've got one device powering all the rest of the devices.
And the other things are just basically glorified monitors.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it's going.
Yeah. I think that's exactly the way it's going.
And I am not a new phone guy. I mean, I still have a 6 Plus. You know,
I still have a 6S.
Do you? Okay, well,
yeah.
I mean, Lindsay's got the newer one. You know,
which one
do you have? 7, I hate it.
Okay, I just had to get new phones for Janet and the youngest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the youngest didn't absolutely need it, but how can you argue when they're offering you a buy one, get one on iPhone 8?
Of course.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
So now there are two new devices in the house. And I just wanted to look at it, and it's weird. I mean, it's different to me because I'm just used to my 6S. But, you know, the button, the home button is different. You know, it just – and but I was looking at the X's while I was at the store as well, and those things are just crazy.
Oh, I want one of those bad.
Crazy in what way?
They don't have a home button.
So what does that mean?
You do everything by swiping. Just like we were talking about.
But we're going to get used to that. I mean, don't be such a Luddite.
I wasn't saying I was being a Luddite.
No, we were down in Arcola. There's a whole group of people you could live with down there. They have horses and buggies, and they don't do electronics at all.
Sweet.
I think the they're looking. They're saying that the new iPhone could have a 6.5-inch OLED screen.
Wow.
What?
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, all of it's speculation right now. We'll find out today when it's announced.
Right.
But nothing moves the needle like the Apple announcement. I mean, still to this day, even though everybody wants to talk about, you know, this and that and Android or whatever. And I'm intrigued with the brown color, too.
You're just intrigued by it.
I'm saying that there are people out there that like the aesthetics. I'm one of those people that like the aesthetics.
Okay.
There is a purpose. You know, Steve Jobs was a brilliant designer. I mean, he doesn't get the credit for the aesthetics that he should. You think about everything that Apple ever created. It has this beautiful streamlined, not only is it user intuitive, but I mean, the way it looks, nothing else ever. I mean, think about the iPods, every single thing, the iPad, it all has a look. Now think about brown. It's an interesting color choice.
It is an interesting color choice.
Yeah.
I'll be intrigued.
6.5-inch OLED screen.
What time is the announcement?
I don't know. Sometime today.
Okay.
And we'll see.
All right.
We'll get back on the other side of the break. We're going to visit with Matt Fairchild and Dave Brandon from Hickory Point Bank. We're going to be here until 2 o'clock this afternoon, and our sister stations will be down broadcasting. Beach House is going to be here for lunch. You got the kids from Milliken over here selling coffee this morning. Proceeds all going to the WSOY Community Food Drive, which takes place on October 5th, and Hickory Point Bank is going to match the first $2,000 in donations today. So stop by Central Park and see us. We'll be back.
You gotta love your mom. Now that it's fall, she's a fountain of advice.
Make sure your wipers are working.
Okay, Mom.
How are your tires?
All check, Mom.
What about your brakes and your belts?
Mom, I got it.
Your mom knows those are all things you can take care of at Speed Lube. And Speed Lube has the best prices around. Plus, 6 area locations, including Clinton and Lincoln. And, of course, locations right here in Decatur. Speed Lube, more than just oil changes.
Now, when are you gonna find a nice girl?
Oh. Mom!
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has award-winning service and offers the extra mile promise. If we don't get you everything you need in one trip, delivery's free.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Minimum purchase of 1 gallon of paint. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
The Bob Brady Auto Group, Newhoff Media, and Limitless Decatur and Macon County are extending the fun with the Charlie 10, featuring 10 must-do events this fall in September and October.
We've been having a lot of fun this summer with the Hot 25.
It's hot, Bob.
It's hot, Bob.
So much fun, we didn't want it to end. That's why Charlie has declared an extension to the good times. We're calling it the Charlie 10. 10 more great things to do in Central Illinois. All the fun of summer with that crisp fall air. Check out everything you can do this fall with the Charlie 10 and make sure to stop by the Bob Brady Auto Group, home of the Charlie Deal. Just off I-72 at exits 141 and 144 at the Bob Brady Auto Group, we're dealing.
Attend this week's Charlie 10 events, Arts in Central Park, and A Taste of History. Be sure to check out the full list of Charlie 10 events on nowdecatur.com. Driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group, home of the one and only Charlie Deal.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here live in Central Park. Lindsay, do you remember the meme I wanted you to create?
Yes.
Remember, Jeff, had to switch out headphones, and he got up and left just when we were getting ready to turn them on to see if they work again. Dave Brandon, say something. Then they're not working. Jeff!
Which ones are you? I'm curious. Which ones are you having a problem
switch
with?
Switch him out. It's not the headphones. It's something in Channel 4 that is not working. And as, of course, the test, when I told you to create the Jeff meme, he walked away and left as soon as we were getting ready to come back on and check it out.
Sounds like it's working to me.
Okay, well, I just turned it on and there was nothing.
It was also turned down.
Okay, well, you're the one doing the technical stuff.
It's
over
a knob. It's a knob.
Am I in charge of that now?
Pot
yeah.
up. Pot up.
The knobs.
Excuse me?
You smack my hand.
I control mine.
Oh, okay. Brian's right. In control of the knobs.
Yeah, okay, I'm producing the show now, evidently. All right, we're back here with Hickory Point Bank. Dave Brandon and Matt Fairchild join us. Matt, of course, is a Senior Vice President of Commercial Lending, and Dave Brandon is a trust officer. Dave, how long now with Hickory Point Bank? It seems like yesterday.
Two years plus, but it does seem like yesterday, yeah.
It's gone by fast.
Yeah, I just had my second anniversary the first week of August.
And how do you like it?
I'm loving it. Great place to work. This is evidence of that, being out here today helping kick off the food drive, you know, being at a corporation that is full of action, is very vibrant and community oriented. That's how I roll.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, this must have been a nice fit for you. I mean, you've always wanted to be involved in the community. Even you were one of these. We both go way back to the media days.
That's right.
Dave was on Channel 3 for years. How many years at WCIA?
19. Oh, excuse me. No, that was at Milliken. 19 at Milliken, 12 at WCIA.
Yeah. So, but you were one of the rare kind of media guys that sort of like cared.
Well, I thought so. I mean, I was in it for what I thought were the right reasons to be a real journalist, and you know, it was a great career. A little bit of burnout after 12 years I applaud you guys for your commitment to what you do.
Well,
because your schedules, I mean, that's impressive, and all the good you do in the community.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. We appreciate it. We have fun. It's a fun thing to do, to be able to be out and
absolutely
be involved. Matt, same goes with you. We got a chance to serve for quite a while on the United Way board together. There's a culture inside of Hickory Point Bank, right? I mean, you talk to Tony all the way down. I mean, being invested, I mean, that's your tagline, but it's not just a branding thing. It's real.
It is absolutely real. It's part of the reason that I'm at Hickory Point Bank. We're really committed to understanding the community we're in and how we make the community better at all levels. I mean, my level is working with businesses throughout the community, institutions, not-for-profits, and having the ability to not worry about, you know, the financial side, but worry about how do I help clients be successful and put the pieces in place to help do that. And this community food drive is certainly a great example of, you know, how the community can help itself be successful, and we want to be a part of that, support it, and help grow it. It's really an amazing event.
Well, last year we were able to support 16 different food pantries from not only just here in Decatur, but also Blue Mound and elsewhere. You know, food insecurity isn't something that is just in a certain pocket. It's everywhere. It's in rural communities. You know, we're talking with you guys from Ag Services. You know, we support the Blue Mound, you know, pantry. I mean, you know, like in some of the greatest heartland of growing of food we have, there are people that struggle, you know, paycheck to paycheck. And the growing number of people that they see at these food pantries are not people that are lifelong folks looking for support. It's people who lose a job or have a medical emergency or something happens for a short window of time. Often they're embarrassed about asking for help, and often we will see them out of the food drive because 2 years ago they were getting support. Now they're volunteering to give back because they understand sometimes that stuff just happens in life. And so, you know, if we can do whatever we can do locally here, I don't know what we can do across the United States, but we can solve that problem locally. That's what it's all about.
Right. No, I think that homegrown solution is a great thing. I remember back in the day, I mean, it's amazing how sophisticated it's become over the years. It used to be that they would have surplus cheese that they would hand out, you know, once or twice a year. Now it's all year round and meeting needs all year round in all communities. So
it's
impressive.
We were very happy last year to be able to support the Salvation Army, Catholic Charities, the Good Samaritan Inn, the Northeast Community Fund, Extended Hands, the Judy Mason Thanksgiving Basket Project, Crossings Healthcare with that prescription garden that they grow over there, which we'll talk to Tanya a little bit about later today, the Annunciation Greek Church who does a pantry, the Big Blue Backpacks, your former employer there at Milliken University, Mount Zion Food Pantry, Amelka, Helping Hands, the Mountford Food Pantry, God's Shelter of Love, the Blue Mound Food Pantry, and then, of course, Cops and Gobblers, which was a new program we started this past year with the Boys and Girls Club, the Decatur Police Department, the Macon County Sheriff's Office. So all of those being supported by the generosity of this community. 1.5 million pounds of food. You guys are bankers. You guys understand numbers. That's a lot of food.
And Brian, really, it's a testament to the Decatur community. It's unbelievable what this community does. The WSY Community Food Drive has no peers in the country. It's unbelievable what the community comes together to do and give back and help those that need and help them get a leg up so they can take the next step.
Absolutely, and we're all about that. So what's new with that? You guys are just constantly out supporting things and being invested in the community, which I think is an amazing thing. You know, it's just not like that so much in banking anymore. You know, I mean, it used to be there were 9 or 10 or 11, you know, locally owned banks and bank presidents, and you could pick up the phone and talk to people and get things done. that's just not the case today, which is, you know, why we're thrilled that you guys are around as a partner. And literally, you know, Tony's on the other end of the phone. Matt's on the other end of the phone. Dave, Carla, you know, you can talk to the folks here. You don't have to explain to them what's going on. You guys already know about it. I mean, that gives you guys a leg up.
That goes to the core values of our organization, being accessible, being of service, being responsible, being responsive. That's what we're about, and we think that distinguishes us in our markets, and the community involvement is a key element to that. Wouldn't you agree, Matt?
Absolutely, and local is critical to us being able to serve the community, have our goals and objectives aligned with the community. If the community is successful, we'll be successful. We're a bank. I mean, that we're going to
flow with the community. The community is, the more successful you
Absolutely.
Are. That's the exact same philosophy that we have. You know, you do the right thing for the right reasons, and all of that comes with that as you go along. But it's not the same in banking today. I mean, it isn't. I mean, 20 years ago, you could pick up the phone and talk to any number of people. You know, good luck now trying to, like, talk to somebody in Florida or Ohio and explain what the food drive is. They don't know anything about it. I mean, you guys are out here kicking this off for us every year. And I think largely, you know, Carl is doing an amazing job for you guys.
Absolutely.
Tony's built this team, you know, piece by piece, and as you look at it, it's an impressive list of people that you know are all in. I mean, I just can't tell you, from a guy who asked for a lot of money and asked for a lot of favors, it makes a difference, and it's a great thing. So
sure,
keep up the good work. How do you guys find out about you guys, you know, as far as if they're interested in working with you as a business? You know, small business is booming right now. I don't know what you're hearing from your customers, but we're hearing from our clients that now's a pretty good time. People are spending money.
Yes, businesses are doing very well right now. It's been a great thing. We're starting to see, I heard Ryan McCready mention the other day that, you know, at this point in time, we're really seeing growth in employment, and to the point where it's a challenge finding enough qualified people, and
yep.
We're starting to bring people into this community to help grow the labor force and provide the skills. So that's exciting. If people want to contact us, you know, they can certainly go to our website, www.hickorypointbank.com. They can call in, numbers on the website. Anytime you call into Hickory Point Bank, our expectation is a person answers the phone. You're going to have a person to talk to, not 1-800, you
yes.
know, a computer voice. So if you need anything, you're going to call in Hickory Point Bank. Somebody's going to talk to you and help you out, make sure you're taken care of.
On my side of things, Brian, you know, the trust and wealth management side, there's an intergenerational wealth transfer that's coming down the pike here between the baby boomers and the millennials and the Gen X's and Gen Y's and Z's. And we're there to be of service for that. I mean, there is a tremendous amount of wealth that's been generated in this country over the years, and it needs to go somewhere, and folks sometimes need help managing that kind of thing. So that's what we're here for. We act as fiduciary. You know, that means that it's a position of trust, and we put the interests of our clients ahead of any other interests. So they can call the bank at 217-875-3131 and ask for the trust department. Or they can call me directly at my number, which is 872-3915.
All right, Matt Fairchild, Dave Brandon, Hickory Point Bank. They're going to match first $2,000 in donations today. Stop by Beach House for lunch. You got the Milliken kids down here with their great coffee, the Blue Brew folks. Proceeds are all going to benefit the 17th annual WSOY Community Food Drive. Lindsay, on the other side of the break, I've got what we need to put with the meme. I have the actual phraseology, the verbiage we're going to
okay.
use with the meme of Jeff Daly.
And then I need
okay?
the picture. You got the picture?
I got to wait for the moment. I want to capture it real. I don't
okay.
want to, like, fake it. Don't worry, we'll have another one of those before the end of the broadcast today. Here is Lindsay with your three-day forecast.
Today, sunny skies, highs near 82 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 57. Then for tonight, or Thursday rather, mostly sunny, highs near 80. Friday, sunny, highs near 85. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 57 degrees.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Play It Again Sports knows play. We sell and buy new and quality used sports and fitness equipment for less, and we pay on the spot so everybody can play.
Visit your locally owned Play It Again Sports, located in Brentwood Village, Decatur, or online at playitagainsports.com.
Play It Again Sports, the official sponsor of all those who play.
Did you know pharmacists count in ways you might not realize? In fact, your healthcare provider counts on your pharmacist as a medication expert to guard against those potential medication side effects. Local families count on us as reliable healthcare professionals for many of life's ailments. You can also count on our staff at Dale Southlake or Coley's Corner Drugs to be your one-stop shop for over-the-counter medications, CBD oil, and unique gifts for every occasion. Call us today for free delivery or medication questions at 217-330-9552. Or 429-5165. We're friends helping friends.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday before the top of the hour news. Are you ready for the verbiage for our meme?
Lay it on me.
When you realize you had the microphone turned down. There was nothing wrong with either one of those headphone sets. You had the mic turned all the way down.
No. That microphone was turned up. There is a problem with this headset.
Okay, so who turned the microphone down?
Well, I probably turned it down afterwards.
Lindsay, did you not hear him blame me for not having the microphone turned up?
Well, normally when there's a problem, you start messing with knobs. So I have seen you turn things up and down.
Messing with knobs might be the perfect verbiage for the
meme. No, what I mean is...
I like that.
Brian,
messing with knobs.
Brian generally adjusts the volume on the
No, things. No. I don't. I didn't turn it down, so therefore I didn't turn it back up.
Gotcha.
This is why I'm back here at the station.
Just kind of see how this works. It's so funny because he goes and gets new headphones. Actually, he didn't. He sent Emily down to go get new headphones. And then when we're coming back to test it for the first time, he walks off to go vape or something.
Checking the PA system.
Oh, the PA system. Yes. Yeah. Broadcasting to the 12 people down here.
Right.
Higher priority than all of you.
He didn't realize it was down.
All right. We've got to take a quick break for the news. We'll be back with more. We're live in Central Park with Hickory Point Bank. Stop by and see us raise money for the 5th annual WSOY Community Food Drive.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
6:59, good morning. Jeff Daly live from Central Park in downtown Decatur. Well, with a desire to become a destination district, DPS 61 schools have taken the first step in a long-range facility plan that begins with replacing the Johns Hill and Durfee Tech Magnet schools. At its meeting yesterday, the DPS 61 Board of Education unanimously voted to submit health life safety amendments to the state in order